Om Shanti. And today's topic is controlling power and ruling power. Is it right? Same topic? Do not know. Announced? Not announced. The topic was not announced. I see. Yes, it was self-controlling power and ruling power. So I think that instead of telling control, nobody likes it. Yes? So instead of using controlling power, so we can say convincing power. Yes? If you control, so it is not very good word. Yes? Not holy word. We can say, instead of controlling, self-convincing power. And after convincing, you rule on self. Control means just suppressing. Sometimes you want to go somewhere else, you want to do something, and somebody say you know. So you feel it is a suppression. Control. Control nobody likes. All wants independence, freedom. Yes? So instead of we can using this controlling power, self-convincing power. Is it? So we can take today one. This is a very good point. This year there was in Spark meeting. So these topics have been taken. So same topic it is. So one, always why we get angry. So do not control your anger. But convince yourself. Why I get angry? What are the defects of the anger? What are the merits of the anger? So do not control. If you control, it is suppressed. It is there. After sometimes it may emerge with double speed. That's why do not control yourself. Because anger we know. I should not get angry. We know it. And we do not like it. Even somebody get angry on you, like? When you get angry on others, you will like? No, you like it. You ask yourself, when somebody get angry on you, you do not like it. It is no doubt 100% right. But when you get angry on others, so you ask yourself, when I get angry on others, I like it. Ask yourself. Definitely we like it. That's why you get angry, no? If you do not like it, you never do it. There is again second question. If you do not like, means then who is doing this? You are getting angry, no? Somebody is not getting angry, no? You have full awareness. And you get angry on others. Others do not like it, no doubt. But you like it? Yes, we like it. That's why we are doing it. If you do not like, so you never get angry on others. Till we get angry on others. Why? Even though you do not like it, then why you get angry? We do not have controlling power. Is it? One more? Any more? Now you have to answer today. Not class, give and exchange. Yes? So you know when you do not like it, and it is a very important point, sometimes what happens? We just use the words. So the words we know, unless those words are analyzed, clarified, so those versions never come in our practical life. Certain spiritual words, spiritual versions Baba is telling. And we know it very well. That's why it is said, information is not everything. We collect plenty information from the whole world by reading, by listening. Yes? So listening is not everything. By listening, nothing can come in practical. So we listen, we read many things. So now you tell me, when you do not like to get angry on others, then who get angry? If you are not getting angry, you do not like it, means you are not doing this, then who is doing this? So you have the power, no? You have intellect. We are not mad. Mad person do not know. So we have intellect, controlling power. Yes? So you can control. No, I should not get angry. We know this knowledge. Even before coming this knowledge also, Baba's knowledge, then also we know it. Even somebody get angry on me, I do not like it. So when I get angry on others, means one, I like it, that's why I get angry. Because I have answer for that. Why I get angry? See, he has done such and such things. He has done mistake. I never get angry. He has activated anger from me. He has done certain mistakes. That's why I get angry. So we blame others. We never accept that I get angry. Is it? So here there's a safety side for you. We never accept I get angry on others. I have done mistake. She has done something wrong. So always we point out others. We blame others. We never accept that I have done something wrong. I get angry on others. Is it? But here you are telling that I do not like it. Then who is doing this? Who is getting angry on others? Go a little bit deep. When you do not like it, then who is doing this? It is going naturally. You like to get angry on others, then you get angry on others. Sometimes you get angry on others. Yes. Then who get, you get angry? You do this or somebody, some others are doing this? You doing. So you do not like it, then why you are doing? Sanskars. Sanskars, you know your sanskar very well? Not yet. You do not know. So actually this is what she said. Sanskar means what happens in our intellect. Actually, who is ruling this body? Who is operating this body? Who is giving order to do function? Intellect is giving order to operate the body. If intellect is not there, mad person do not know what to do and what not to do. Yes? So we have intellect. And since many years before, many life before, we have feeded a program in our intellect. If somebody say like this way, I have to react like this way. We have already feeded a program since many life. The same program is going on. Even though after listening Baba's Murli, after reading some information, we never change our program. Just listening, we cannot change. So because already we have fed a program, the same old program is going on. He has done something wrong, what I have to do? Suddenly the old program is going on. So that's why after listening, I have to convince myself. Yes, Baba is telling I should not get angry. It is not good. If I get angry, so my karmic account will be there once again. I will create a new account. Yes, I came here to clean my past accounts. Why I came in this knowledge? To clean my past karmic accounts. Not to create new accounts. Is it? We have this knowledge. One who knows this knowledge, after listening Murli, so he talked to self. He convinced. He prepared himself. If somebody get angry on me, what I have to do, how I have to react. You in advance, we give training to our intellect. We feed a new program in our intellect. That's why it is said, listening is not everything. After listening, you have to sit, talk to self, convince yourself. That's why it is said, after listening, you are convinced. What you convince, that will come in action. If you are not convinced, we listen many things. It never comes in practical. Listening power is in mind. Convince, intellect will get convinced. Yes, I convince. Then whatever you convince, so it will come in action. Otherwise, what happens nowadays? We listen many things. We read. But we never think on that. We never convince ourselves. We never think on that. We have, that's why Baba is telling, after listening Murli, take any one point which you like it. Sit alone and talk to you. Baba is telling many things. Do this, do not do this. So you ask, I am ready to do this. I like to do this. Ask yourself. If I want to do this, so what I have to do? Make a plan. Prepare for that in advance. Not when situation come in front of you. Mostly what we do, when the situation is coming, then that information never work. We know at that time. But situation is in front of you. And that information never work because our intellect is not ready. Because the old program is going on. We have not given new program to our intellect. Because intellect has to operate the situation. Who will going to handle that situation? Our intellect. Understanding power is there. Mad person cannot. He do not know. That's why you call him dull intellect, sharp intellect, otherwise mad. We are very good intellect. So that when we are reading Murli, listening Murli, take one very important point which you like it. After that, sit and think on that. Analyze that point. Ask yourself. Yourself means intellect. I want to bring this point in practical life. I want to follow this. Yes. Then what I have to do? I have to sacrifice something. I have to prepare for that. Ask yourself, I am ready? Intellect will say no. If somebody harass me again and again, if somebody insult me again and again, how I will keep quiet? Yes? When you ask, intellect is having very good training. Since many life, we are already trained. That perfect experience we have. Just you tell, do not get angry. Intellect never accepts. There are many arguments are going on. If suppose somebody harass me, insult me, get angry on me, so what I have to do? Intellect will say, no, I have to do something, I have to give response. If I don't do anything, he will repeat it. Soon intellect will say, what you will give answer if in this case? If suppose by chance somebody again and again, often harass you, disturb you, then what will you do? one time, five times, 10 times you tolerate. But once you have to react, no? One time you have to tell him, show him. Is it right? 5 times, 10 times, 15 times you will tolerate. Once you have to react, no? You will accept 10, 15 times because we have limited capacity. We have our own ability. Up to that, your ability, your power, you will accept. You will keep quiet. You will tolerate. You will accept the situation. And when your power finish, then what you will do? Then intellect will react. Natural it is. So it is right. So once we have to react, we have to react after some time. This is what is going on in our practical life. You cannot change him. So what you will do then? You will react. So what you will leave it. You will forgive him. You will forgive him. You have to change ourselves. So that what you will do? How you will change? If he cannot change, then how you will change? How? Solve this. How you will change? Because, convince yourself. How you convince? Because to convince, two persons are necessary. Who will convince whom? And how you convince? And what you convince? Who will convince whom first? Intellect will convince whom? Mind. And what will convince? What will convince? You said convince the mind or convince the sanskar? Intellect will convince everything will change. Yes. So if intellect is convinced, yes, then naturally it will change. Or you have to change, convince somebody else. Yes, who will say? What you have to do? Because it is a very important, it is seen 99% after knowing knowledge till we react. Is it? The situation comes, we still react. We know the defects. And we know very well that you do not like also somebody get angry on you. Is it? Sometimes we may not be get angry on physically, but our mood will change. We change our face, we change our attitude. Yes? Our relation, that free relation is not there. These are subtle forms. And gross forms, we react suddenly. Is it? So what to be done? Either we can say, no, this anger cannot be changed. It is an eternal sanskar of the soul. So you must come to conclusion. Otherwise, it is not eternal. It came after copper age, from the copper age, not silver age, not golden age. It came in the middle. It is not our original sanskar. Is it? Now, it is not original. So if you want to change that, what you have to do? So original sanskar, you know. You are a peaceful soul. You are born pure. You like peace. You know it. So to change this, what you will do? If there is a black spot on your cloth, you do not like it. Is it? So what you will do to remove that? You will use not ordinary soap. You will use a particular soap which will going to clean your dot. There's a particular soaps are available. Ordinary soap never clean it. Is it? And even though you have a special soap, you require a system. Just you use it, it's never going to clean. You know how to apply it. Sometimes we know the information, but we do not know the system, the technique. How to apply that soap to clean this black spot? Dot. Is it? We require the technique. Similarly, now you apply this. We know the anger is a black dot on a white, pure soul. And we do not like it. Is it okay? We do not like it. If you want to clean that, who will going to clean? Intellect. Intellect has realized. So this is not a good, it is a black dot. Yeah, I have realized. Now what I have to do for that? Huh? Yes. So how you do that? You talk to intellect. That's what I'm asking. So who will talk? That is, we have listened today Murli. Mind has received the information. Is it? Mind is receiving the information. Now you sit and talk to intellect. Mind. Yes, mind is convincing. Because today you have received this information from Baba's Murli. Mind has received. Yes. So first initially, so when you received a new information, so we sit because already program is there in your intellect. If somebody do something, I have to do like this way. This is the old program. This is going on. Now today Baba said, you should not get angry. Even though he may get angry on you, he may harass you, he may do anything. He will play his role. But we should not play your old role. Then what I have to do? So talk to you. So mind is convincing. No, I should not get angry. Why? Then intellect will ask. No, my father has said. Who is he? He is Almighty. If I keep quiet, does some other person may do something wrong more? No, he will take care of me. He is an able person. He is a very strong person. Who is guiding me? Who is giving me order? Who is giving me Srimat? Who is he? He is not a common person. He is not an ordinary human being. He is Almighty. He has said me, you keep quiet, I will take care of it. I will take care of him, you keep quiet. Who is telling this? Convince yourself. My Father Almighty, He is having all the powers. He can do anything. He is having all the powers. If anything goes wrong, He will take care of me. When you convince, then intellect has no answer. Otherwise intellect will argue with you. No, if you do something wrong, if he repeat once again, then what I have to do? No, I do not want to do anything. I cannot do. Who is telling me this? Almighty my Father is telling. And He will take care of me. He said, He is responsible for that. When you have this version, this faith, then only intellect will accept that version. That is called willpower. We have will. We have information. But that information we have to convince. Once intellect get convinced, that is full faith. Then determination will come. If you are not convinced, intellect will go on arguing with you. But we must have very good information. If you are giving more attention, that's what Baba is telling. Listen. Take notes and sit alone and feed yourself. Convince yourself. Baba is telling many things to do. But I am ready to do this, all this? No, I cannot. I cannot do this. I means intellect is telling, no, I cannot. So whatever you are listening, it's a waste of time. Those version, those information never come in practical. That's why it is said, listening is not everything. Reading is not everything. We read, we listen, we collect plenty information. No use of it. Eating, by eating, you cannot get energy. Eat less, digest more. Yes? If when you digest what you eat, then only you will have energy. What you listen very one version. Each day one word is sufficient. Convince yourself. Talk to self. Try to convince, try to analyze. And who is telling me? Not any ordinary human being is telling. Not any priest is telling. Not any religious head is telling. Who is telling me? The Almighty, one who is having all the powers. And He is my Father. He came in the form of teacher. And He is teaching me. And He is giving guarantee. Just to accept me, I will take care of that situation. It may be anything, whatever may happen, I am responsible. Just you listen me. Just you accept me. But what happens? Here we do not have faith. Because we cannot see. We have just information. We do not see that who is Almighty. We have just information. We have not that experience. That's why Baba is telling, when you have that experience, is full faith, full power. So when you have full faith on Baba, each version, intellect straightway accepts, because there is a full faith. Just like when a doctor is telling, our family doctor is telling me, always he come and force me, you must take these medicine. I feel that I do not have any pain, any sorrow, any disease. But he knows I am suffering from cancer. And cancer patient never realize, even 1 year, 2 years, he never feel any pain, any sorrow, anything. It is internal, it is going on, increasing. But he knows it. But he never tell me that you are suffering from this disease. Just he force me, you must take these medicine. Why? The family people, your friends, relatives, they will get disheartened. They will disturb. So just he force me, he never tell me. But I do not have faith on him. Neither I will realize any pain or anything. So how I will accept the medicine? Yes, without faith nothing will go inside. Similarly here also, just by telling many things, you will listen and it will go. It never come in practical. Because you feel it is not for me. I am not sick. This medicine is not for me. You will accept it because it is freely available. And you will keep it. We never take it. Similarly here also, when you listen, I am fast. Yes? I have to slow. Okay? So similarly, that's why I am giving example and clarity both. Example is also giving similarly. So when there is a physical disease, just doctor is giving medicine, we never accept. Unless you realize. That's why there is a one version. After realization, there will be a change. So here also, unless you realize that I am sick, medicine never works. We never accept. Just by listening, many points are there. Each day, how many Murli points Baba is telling? Many things he is teaching. We listen, we note down, and third thing is going on what? We use them. Even though you like it, we do not have time. Yes? One after one you will get many classes, many things. And we do not have time to analyze those versions. That's why it is said. Why there are, nowadays, there are many diseases, physical as well as mental. Why physical diseases? We eat many things, but we cannot digest them. It creates diseases, accumulated energy. We cannot use those energies. We go on eating. Here also, we go on listening many things. We do not have time to analyze those versions. And we do not have time to convince ourselves. Just raw food it is. It never works. That's why first we have to realize, take only one version each day from one Murli, which you like it. Note down it. Again and again, feed yourself, talk to self. Analyze it, why I get angry? From where that anger is coming? If I get angry on others, what will happen? Okay, he has done something wrong. Many things he has done wrong. It is his role he has played. What is my role? What is my aim of life? If I react, if I do something, what will happen? Huh? Yes. That you must talk to self first. Prepare yourself. Give a new training to your consciousness, intellect. You have to train this. Sit alone. Talk to self. Because already we have fed something back program. Old program is there. So when you just tell, intellect never accepts. Because that rigidity is there. Deep-rooted samskars are there, habit is there. To change that, you have to analyze. If I get angry, what will happen? He will change. It is possible to change. So what will happen? So he will react. So what will happen? Ask, if he react, what I will do? Then I will react. Then what will happen? Then he will react. So it is going on. So I want to come out of this cycle, or I want to create a new karmic account for the next cycle. Is it I came here why? To come out of this cycle. From the negative cycle. So talk to you. When you convince, and who is telling me? And Baba said, if you try, I will help you. Just you try. Prepare for that. I will guide you. I will help you. Just to keep faith on me. Only one point to take on anger. Just to keep faith that who is telling, why he is telling. So when you convince, and why is telling, what he will get. So then your faith will increase. Who is telling me? And he is telling that I am responsible if anything happens. By chance, if he react, if you do something wrong, Once again, I am responsible, I will take care of him. You see, this year, that is 2006, in the month of March, last year, Baba came, this same working year, Baba has explained this point. Sometimes this question is coming, I will keep quiet, but he will react once again. Then what I have to do? Baba said, I and Rama will take care of him. Two words Baba has used. I and Rama. Suppose if it is in Rama, he may say it is Rama. Rama will take care of him. I, Almighty, and Rama, these two words Baba has used. So that who is telling me this is very important? Who is behind me? Who is my backbone? Who is my bodyguard? Who will take care of me? Because why you do react? Because we feel that's unsecure. He will react. He will do something more. When you have full faith, Almighty, my Father is along with me. If something goes wrong, He is responsible. When this faith comes, this is convincing. Convince your intellect. Talk to you. Analyze this point. When intellect accepts, yes, now I am ready. Yes, I have to accept. I should not get angry. Because my Father, Almighty Father, He has promised me that I will take care of that situation. If something goes wrong, I am responsible. Then our intellect is ready. That security came. Yes, He is promised. When you have to convince this, then only this anger can be controlled. After convincing. If we are just listening, just like, I give an example, if doctor is telling me, I never accept. Each day he come and force on me. One day he realized that he is not taking medicine. He is not listening me. Then what he will do? What doctor will do? If the patient is not listening, each day he come and force convince him, he never accept. Then what doctor will do? He will leave anymore. If suppose, think, I am suffering from cancer, I never feel any sorrow, any pain, and he knows it. He never tell me that I am suffering from cancer. He just come and force me that you must take this medicine. I never take. Each day he come and one day, what he will do? Yes. Because many years before I explained this point. That's a Brazil knows it. Yes. So, what? He will show your x-ray. See here. Yes. There's a system. He will show your x-ray. See, there is a disease here. When you have faith, just he is telling you do not have faith. When he show you, yes, oh, I do not feel, I do not know. What is this? When you see, then there is a faith. Then whatever he is telling, you will accept. Is it? Because there is a practical proof he has given. Faith is very important. When you practically show you your disease, then you even though you do not have money, even though you will take loan from others to survive, you will be ready to do anything. Similarly here also. Now here come to spiritual side. How you will show? Because somebody is telling you sometimes you get angry. You never accept. No, I never get angry. So suppose you are telling somebody, sometimes you get angry, this habit is not good. Baba do not like this. Then how you show him? How you convince him? self. Suppose somebody, suppose she get angry on you sometimes, and when you tell her, see, you get angry on me, it is not good. She's always, no, I never get angry. Then how you convince her? How you show her? Because she never realize that she get angry on you. So how you convince? So when doctor is telling me, I never get accept, then he will show me. How you convince others? For yourself, you can talk because you realize. For the self, I have explained the process. Okay? For others, what you will do? Sometimes you say, this is coming, that I never get angry. I know. But when somebody is doing something wrong, misbehave, disturb me, it never naturally activates. I never do this. See, he activate from me. So we give responsibility to others. He is responsible. We blame others. So how you show others? How? Nothing. Think. How you will connect? That's one example I have given. If physical disease is there, we can show it. It is a spiritual disease. How you show others? Nee, when he get angry, then you have to show the mirror, no? When he, at that time he is not ready. And if, suppose by chance, afterwards if you want to convince him, how? Possible. Disease we can show by x-ray. The spiritual disease, how you will show him? No, do not react. When he get angry, then do not react. Okay? Then how you convince him? So you will keep quiet. But he will go on doing it. So how you show, tell him that you get angry sometimes? You have negativity in you. Yes? So how you show him? He must know because he has to change. You cannot change him. Any technique? Many times I have explained this. Since many years, it is very old. But recently this is done in Spark. It is seen many things Baba is convincing till we have not realized. Because what happens, we never go in the depth of this in one point. In one class, there are many points are coming. So those points we note down and it will be repeated many times. That's all. It never come in practical. Because we never analyze. Clarify it. How you will show? Many times I explain. By love. By loving, he will accept your love. But he never realize that sometimes I get angry. Always, you see, always we blame others. It is right? Always we blame others. He has done mistake. If you accept that I get angry, it is not good, means you realize and you change. This is the difficulty nowadays. We never realize that I get angry on others. No, she has done something wrong. That's why this happened. I am not responsible for this. So how you show him? How you show, tell others that you have negative sanskar and you have positive sanskars? What is the proof? Now I will tell you, all those brothers and sisters are sitting here. All are pure souls. Nobody is impure. Baba's children are always pure. Holy souls, it is right? No. Then how you say? How you say that you have any negativity, any impurity? I feel that you are perfect, pure soul. How you show, tell me that, no, I have some impurity. How will you tell me? Show it. So I have full faith on you that you are a pure soul. So when Baba says, so when you see Baba also sitting here, pure souls, Baba Charing, sweet children. Always Baba Charing the Murli. My sweet children, lovely children. He never say very bitter children. He never use in the Murli my bitter children. He is always using my sweet children. So he see his children in a very good form. But you will accept. You will accept that I am a sweet child of Baba? Ask yourself. So you will accept. Is it all? All you will accept that I am always sweet child? The word use always, because we born. Baba never sometimes sweet children and sometimes bitter children, never use. Is it? So you ask yourself, I am always sweet child of sweet father. If I am not sweet child, then what is there in me? How will you show? How you will see? That is, in one word, in the dreams are telling what you are. Dreams are telling what you are. Dreams means when you are in deep sleep, you are in, eyes are closed, you are not looking. Sometimes we believe, when I see her, this thought came in my mind. So I am not wrong, she is wrong. If I am not looking her, no, bad thoughts are not coming. So I am good. We blame others. So that's why this point, when you are on the bed, your eyes are closed, you are not looking. You are not listening. You are in sleep. The dreams are coming from where? Negative, positive dreams are coming. They are coming from where? No outside influence. Your eyes are closed. Mind? If mind is thinking, there is no rest. You never take sleep. Because mind is thinking. So no, when mind is cool, then only you will get rest. The dreams are coming from where? Sanskars came from where? It is your own action. Yes, from childhood to at present, each second, each action, with this instrument you have done, each action is recorded. And for each action, there is a reaction. Is it? And you may say, I do not know. There is no excuse of ignorance of law. There is no excuse. Who will going to excuse? So each action is recorded. They are emerging in the form of dreams, then in the form of thoughts, then in the form of action. Dreams are telling what you are. You are a soul, no doubt. What type of soul? What is recorded in you? What type of sanskars recorded in you? That you know very well. You know better than me. What is in you? What types of dreams are coming? If particular types of dreams are coming, means particular type of actions are recorded. That type of sanskars are there. Otherwise, our sleep must be a dreamless sleep. Mind is taking rest and intellect is also taking rest. Complete physical and mental rest is a complete rest. So who is disturbing our sleep? Yes. The sanskars. Not only sanskars, negative sanskars. Positive sanskars, you like it, you enjoy. Negative sanskars, which are against of your will and wish, which we have done under the influence of five vices, under the influence of our friend, which you do not like it, against of your will. So when such sanskars emerge, intellect cannot accept it. It disturbs. Our sleep disturbs.
So negative dreams are telling what is in me. If these sanskars are there, tomorrow they will emerge. It is a spiritual disease. Tomorrow it will come in the form of thoughts. Day after tomorrow it will come in action. So Baba is telling here, with the power of meditation, not just ordinary meditation, just you keep a piece of paper in the heavy sunshine, constantly sun rays are falling on that paper, will it burn into ash? Will it burn? No. That's why constantly sun rays are falling, but same sun rays, same paper, just you hold a lens. Why? Before that also, sun rays used to fall, they used to scatter. So with the help of lens, I focus, I concentrate in one point, so it will catch fire. It will burn, it will change into ash. Is it? So similarly, when you realize there is a negativity in me, so if you just you are listening knowledge, just you are loving Baba, just sun rays are falling on that paper, ordinary meditation, love, respect, faith, prayer, worship, never burn that paper into ash. So what is necessary? Concentration is necessary. So now you tell me, to burn anything, what is necessary? Concentration is necessary. And you know very well, if you want to change any, suppose there is a one cassette in tape recorder, there is a system. If you want to change the old song which you do not like it, what you have to do? To erase, what you have to do in tape recorder, what is system? How many buttons you have to play? One button? Rewind. So it can be erased? No. So to, if you want to remove that song, what you have to do? There are three answers. One is telling to erase. Somebody is telling, you are telling re-record. New recording. Yes. So new record. So any more? Two ideas. If you want to erase, remove that old song which you do not like it. You know anger is an old sanskar, you do not like it. If you want to remove that, so what will you do? You rewind. You put another. New cassette. Remove that whole cassette. Other songs are very good. There are five songs. Four songs are very good. Only one song you do not like. So it is there inside. No, if you make them forward, so it is there inside. When you play once again, after some time, the old song will come once again. It is there inside. You want to remove it permanently. Any system is there in tape recorder? Those who play tape recorder, they know it. Any system? What is the system? If you know that system you can apply on self also. So come to physical first. What is the system?
Cut this.
Oh. you cannot cut that ribbon. So there's a very good system, very simple system is there. That you must know. What is that system? Rewind. First rewind, pause, then new recording. Yes, mother is right. Now, if you want to re-record, what you have to do? No, mother is telling. Wait. She is telling. Then I will ask you first. So, if you want to record, what you have to do? not mine, first tape recorder. Now you think, Baba is give it touching.
To clean, so what you have to do? What is the system in tape recorder? To record. So what is the system to play? How many buttons you have to play? 3, 4, 1, 2? 2. Play and that's why the word you must use, not two. At a time, two buttons you have to press. If you press first play, then afterwards if you press the recording, it never work. At a time. Simultaneously, two buttons you have to press at a time. Similarly here also. If you want to erase, if you want to re-record anything, so you have to press two buttons at a time. Yes? Similarly, we have two powers, mind and intellect. Use these two powers at a time. So what is concentration? That is, concentration is not one power. Two powers are working at a time. So that is the definition of concentration. Just applying mind is not concentration. Just applying intellect is not concentration. So what is concentration? So definition of concentration you must know. What is the concept? Because the whole world is teaching. What is concentration? Focus of mind is concentration. No, it is not right. So what is concentration? Where mind and intellect must work together at a time on one thought, that is concentration. So these two powers must work at a time. So when you sit in meditation, if you want to erase or if you want to re-record a new program, first concentration is important. Concentration means these two powers must work at a time. Then only we can erase the old program. So how you will do this? How you bring these two powers at a time? What the system? And that is the technique of meditation. Meditation is not a prayer. It is not a worship, just we appreciate Baba. Baba, you are very lovely, you are very good. It is a appreciation. No, that is a system. You know anybody, what is the system of meditation? When you sit in meditation, what you will do? How you concentrate? What you will do? Just when you say, who is I am? I am a soul and Baba is my father. It is okay? So how you link? What the system? How you connect? So how you there? What is the system? If you want to connect, if you want to climb as 5 steps, so there is a system. First step, second step, third step. So you have to climb. So how you connect yourself with the Supreme? What is the technique? There's a technique of meditation. Just you say it cannot connect as it is. Is it? To connect, there's a system. Many times it is explained. Yes, soul. How soul will going to connect with the Supreme? Then how you connect? What is the system? How to become a soul conscious? The system you require, how to become it, because we are in body. How you disconnect? How you be soul conscious? Visualize. Then? Visualize whom? The self. And visualize Baba. Then how you connect? Just by visualizing you will connect? Just by sitting here? I am giving example, do not worry. Because come in reality. What happens sometimes, words we repeat.
But it is not practical. When you sit, you cannot connect. When you sit in meditation, just to realize I am a soul, you cannot connect with Him. So there is a system. So if you want to contact from here to your country by phone, what you will do? Just by take your phone, you will connect? Just to remember your country? So what you will do? What you will do? She is coming. What you will do? Yes. What you dial? Only 10? No. The numbers. So there are 5, 8, 10 numbers. When you dial the 8, 10 numbers, if you dial 11 number, it will go to another country. Is it? If you dial only 10 numbers, it will go to your country. If you dial 9 numbers, it will go to another country. Is it? So similarly, if you want to contact Almighty, there is a system. Frequency meet is there. Yes? So how, what is that number? How you dial? How you connect? That is very important. Otherwise, straightway you cannot. You see, if you want to listen the news of your country, just you on your radio, you can listen? No. So out of radio, so your country waves are there, his country waves are waiting, Indian waves are there, many waves are waiting. Who will enter inside? All the three sisters are doing meditation, no doubt. But with whom you are doing meditation is different. She is doing meditation, no doubt. But with whom? She is sitting here and remembering what my children are doing in home. She is doing meditation, no doubt. She is meditating what is going in my office. Yes, no doubt meditation you are doing. But with whom is very important. The whole world is teaching nowadays meditation, Raj Yoga. But with whom is very important. So, and what is that system? What is that frequency number? Which number you will get positive vibration? Because we want to erase or recharge, because I is positive. We want positive vibrations. So if you want to catch the positive vibrations, which number you have to dial? 000. Germany code number is 00. Munich number it is. Yes? So which number you are telling? Which number you have to dial? Which number you have to dial? No. Thailand do not know. Thailand knows. No. Nobody do not know? No. You were in this time of call program now? No. Second day only I have given explanation. What is that number? Even many years Brazil knows. No. Many times I explained. What is meditation technique? That's why many years we listen. You know? South Africa? Do not know. You are from South Africa, no? So you do not know. Last year, many years I am repeating. That's why what happens, it is seen. We listen many things, but we never apply. We take down many things. But when you go out of this room, everything is inside. So waste of time and energy. Nobody do not know. What is that dialect connecting number? So listen today. Now I will come once again. This is a very short period class. I will come once again to give. Yes? You know? No. You know? Yes. What are those? Who will repeat? Suddenly you have jumped the fifth floor. First floor, then second floor, then third floor. No. Not in a system. Okay, little bit, something is good. Something at least see, remember little bit. Any more? No. Now you listen very carefully. And I will ask after some day, I will come once again in the class, then I will ask. Okay? And practice this, because if you want to get cure, just you take, if you have a supposed headache, and you take these tablets, your headache it will get cure. So when just keeping these tablets in your pocket, you never get cure. You must take it. Then you feel the result. Yes, this medicine is working or not. Then you can say, yes, this medicine is curing the disease of headache. Well, yes, I have taken this medicine and this medicine is not working. Then you can tell me. Okay. So now when you sit, you see you never get dozing. You never get sleep. Always in meditation you are alert. And you can connect connection with the Supreme. Very simple meditation technique is there. That's why Baba is telling the word Easy Raj Yoga. What is that? Yes. Five questions. What are those? Now he remembered. Yes. Second. Okay, I will explain. Now you note down and note down in you, in your memory. Record it properly. First, when you sit in meditation, be free. Yes, how? How to press? That is the system. How you press? So that is the technique. So when you sit, keep your eye open, talk to you. So who will talk to whom? Mind is convincing intellect. So what will convince? How you talk the system? Mind is asking one question. Who am I? Wait. Intellect will give answer. The answer may be anything. But you must accept, you must convince with that answer. Yes, I am so and so. If you are not convinced, ask, no, I am not this. Ask once again, who am I? Oh, this is my name. No, this is the name of body. I am not this. Ask once again, who am I? Then intellect will give you true answer. Yes, I am this. It may be anything. I am not giving answer. So second, if I am this, then you ask second question. So what is my form? If I am is there, my form will be there. So what is my form? Then intellect will give you true answer. This is my form. Yes. So if there is a form, ask third question. So what are my qualities? Because form is there, rose is there, then that rose is having some fragrance, no? So what are my qualities? If I am is there, then what are my qualities? So you know these are my innate qualities. Then you ask, because to remove the anger I am telling, anger is not my quality. Ask yourself, this is, because intellect has accept, this is not my quality. These are adopted qualities. And these are innate qualities, original qualities. So activate them each time. And fourth one, if I am having these qualities, then what I am doing in this body? What I am doing here? What is my function? What I am doing? I am giving answer for this question. Because I am using this body, I am an operator, I am using this body, I am driving this body. If I want to see, I use this eye. I want to talk, I use my mouth. If I want to walk, I use this leg. So I am is different and body is different. Is it? Fourth question, what I am doing? I am operating this body. I am a driver of this car. So fifth question, if I am the driver, I am operating, we know whatever is growing in this mud, this body we eat, body will grow, it will go to mud. Then I came from where? Fifth question, I came from where? Now meditation starts. Because so far I means we feel that body. No, body came from here. I came from where? Above. Now question start once again. Above sun and moon, that is subtle world. Above subtle world, what is there? Once again you ask, there is incorporeal world. Who is there in incorporeal world? Go and ask. Intellect is along with you. So these two powers are always going adverse. So keep them, unite them. There must be a concentration, there must be a unity of these two powers. And when you connect, so you absorb full concentration, concentrating yourself on supreme energy. So you are burning. You are charging. Otherwise, when you sit in meditation, we think intellect is wandering. Mind is not wandering. You are talking to Baba. Baba, you are very good, you are very sweet, you are very lovely. Oh, I have to phone somebody. Who is reminding? Free intellect is reminding. So use these two powers at a time. Press two buttons, apply these two buttons to erase or new recordings. If you want to erase old recordings, if you want to new recording you want to do, use these two powers at a time. How to use the system? These five questions. Who am I? You know. You know the answer very well. All knows it? All do not know. You know? Very well, complete. I am a soul. Who am I? Suddenly intellect will tell you, I am a soul. So you can go in the depth of one point in 1 hour. These five questions, you can sit for 5 hours. But first 5 minutes. So you can ask, go on ask question, intellect will give you answer. When you say, I am a soul, ask, what is soul? Where is soul? What is in soul? What is mind? What is intellect? What is sanskar? What are my original sanskars? Go on ask. You have information. Intellect will give you answer. So one question you will solve. Otherwise, just 1 minute, I am a soul, okay. Second, what is my form? What is my form? I am a soul, just like a shining star. You said visualize, you have seen the stars, just you see, I am is also a white mercury star. This is bundle of bones and flesh is different. I am separate. When you realize that I am a star, then you ask, third question, yes, what type of star? I am a rose, what type of rose? I am a flower, what type of flower? I am born pure. So you see, I was pure, but today I am not. So what to be done? Then you ask, second quality, if I am pure, then I was peaceful. I was loveful, but today I am not. My nature, I have learned from others to get angry. It is not my quality. So talk to you, convince yourself. This is called self-realization. When you analyze and convince, then intellect will accept, yes, my original quality is pure and peaceful. Just you say, I am peaceful, intellect will never accept. Convince in this systematic way. In meditation, what you do? You talk, emerge yourself and talk to you. How to talk? This is a system. Slowly, systematically, you talk to self, convince yourself. Then intellect will realize, yes, originally I was such. And today I am such. What to be done? I want to become like this way. So you will convince, this is not my quality. I should not do this. This is my original quality. There you realize, you see, you feel, you experience here your qualities. Then you go, one by one you activate. This is called fully you activate. Your first question, activate and then connect with the Supreme. It is going on. How to connect? Afterward it is. First, you separate yourself from body conscious to soul conscious. solving these 5 questions without any interference of other thoughts is called soul conscious. Then, when you proceed, then God conscious. If some other thoughts are interfering, there is a leakage of mind, some other thoughts are pulling you here and there, disturbance, so you cannot detach. Clear? Then this is called realizing. Then you realize these are my original qualities. Yes, now this is second chapter topic. When you are I am walking from here to there, so you said me this is the way to go there. I start. So when I start, oh, there are some thorns, there are some stones, they will disturb. Before that I do not know. When I start walking, these obstacles will come. Then there is explanation how to remove. Do not put your leg on the thorns. It will touch. It there will, blood will be there. Blood will come. How? What to do? There is a system. Remove those thorns with safely. Do not break the stones. Take a round. Do not stop there. Similarly here also, when you are asking, who am I? Suddenly intellect will say, yes, I am a soul. Suddenly another thought will go, oh, I want to phone somebody. Yes, I have to phone, not now. Do not suppress. That's why I said, do not suppress. Convince. Yes, I have to phone, but not now. 12:00, I will be free. Then I will phone. Give a time. And convince. It will stop. So 1:00, there is an alarm system. 1:00, once again intellect will remind you, oh, 1:00, we have to do this work. There's an alarm system. But what we'll do? We suppress. No, do not do this. Do not suppress. Do not control your thoughts. Convince your thoughts. Okay? Yes, yes, yes. That's why the initial I started, no control. Nobody wants nowadays. Because you are matured a little bit. So convincing is important. Even the son's thoughts in the middle, son's past sanskar emerge. When you see him, suddenly your thought will come. Oh, he is that person, one who harassed me a lot. So what you will do? Do not control it. Yes, he has played his role. He has done what I have to do. What Baba said me talk to you. What Baba said? You give him powers. You give him blessings. You create positive thoughts from Baba, give him pure intellect. He is innocent. He do not know. You give him power of peace. So you give him vibrations. Otherwise, if you think about him, so you are multiplying. Is it? So this is what going on. What you do when you are walking on the road? We say, think positive about others. How to think? When I see him, I never say, oh, sister. I will tell him he is a brother. But which brother? Oh, that brother. So everything within fraction of second, it emerge. To not to emerge, one who is in front of you, his thoughts should not enter. So there is another type of meditation. Already I explained since many years, but sometimes I'll explain. There are major 2 types of meditation. One, when I see others, I should not have bad negative thoughts about others. I should not get influence. And when I see others, my past memories should not activate. I must erase them. Yes? There are 2 types of. One is self-protection. And one is past actions to erase, to clean them, to wipe out them. So there are 2 types of systems of types of meditation. Self-protection. When you are walking on the road, protect yourself. Our clothes should not get dirty. So we have to protect. How to protect? how to feed a program, give a program to your mind. Mind must be kept engaged. Otherwise, when I see, suddenly thought will come. The thought should not come. Negative thought should not come. So what to be done? Think on this. What Baba says? When I see you, I never say hello brother. I will tell you hello sister. So which sister? Oh, that sister. 10 years before, when you get angry on me, you have done this, this, this. Everything comes within fraction of second. When I see you, suddenly the floppy will activate. So when I see you, so about you, the thought should not emerge in my mind. What I have to do? And that is here, perfect Raj Yoga, very simple. And that is, you have to think, homework. Yes? So this is already one explanation is given. When you sit, activate yourself and connect. Now when you are walking on the road, the past sanskar should not emerge. So what to be done? Always I have to think positive about others. And you know it, very simple it is. Many times it is explained. But today, analyze systematic explanation on one point, then it will come in action. Otherwise what happens, always we say, do not get angry. Anger is not good. This is not. So just suppressing, controlling. Today systematically convinced, clarify from where it is coming, why it is coming, and what to be done. Solution is what? So you work on this. Then only this can be removed. Because it is adopted quality. Anger is not your quality. Okay? Convince? Yes? Difficult or easy? Now anger will go. Or it will come once again. From where I came. You will get recorded cassette also, CDs. 50s, from where I came. I came from where? Body came from the mud. Conversion of mud. I came from incorporeal world. These five questions. When you sit, activate. If you want to come on this floor, that is called on the stage, you have to climb 5 steps. One by one, not at a time. You can jump. There is a chance to fall down. So climb systematically. Step by step. Activate your consciousness. Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What are my function? And from where I came? Now you link. Yes? So this is the system of meditation. When you learn, when you understand, when you experience, then you serve others. Is it? This is the service. So if you are not convinced, if you are not experiencing, then what you convince others? What type of service you will do? You want to do service, no? Serve others to achieve what higher status. So that first you must convince. If you do not know, ask questions. What is this? Why it is? How it is? Okay? Mother convince? Clear? Okay? Anybody want to ask anything more? You want to ask? No. Now, give salutation to Baba. Thanks to Baba. 1 minute.